So I'm here today to provide you with another six-month update on the progress of our settlement requirements for HUD and the Department of Justice. This progress is a collaboration of efforts from myself, Stephanie Hansen, Vince Robertson, Brad Whaley, and Todd. We have two settlement agreements that we're working under, and under the Department of Justice consent decree, we've implemented several sections. And under Section 2, it relates to the development of New Horizons and its resubmission and consideration by Planning and Zoning and Council. And on May 5th, I believe you were notified that we received a letter from the Diamond State Community Land Trust indicating that they have terminated their contract for the land in Laurel that was originally designated for New Horizons. So while we are released from the duties pertaining to the project, we absolutely intend to assist the nonprofit locating other sites for future projects that they have. Under Section 3.13, this relates to the creation of an affordable and fair housing marketing plan. We haven't received official approval from the Department of Justice, but we've begun implementing the items anyway. For example, we fund annually the DelawareHousingSearch.org website, which is a real-time online service that lists all of the state's public and private rental units, as well as publicly funded for-sale units. The site is completely free to search, as well as free for landlords and property owners to list their properties. Our department is working with several local housing providers and advocacy organizations to provide an inaugural Sussex County Home Buyer Fair. And the agencies we've begun working with are Sussex County Association of Realtors, Habitat for Humanity, Melford Housing, Diamond State Community Land Trust, NCAL, DCRAC, and First State. We've tentatively scheduled the fair for the end of September here in Georgetown. It won't be focused entirely on affordable housing, but rather home buyer education in general so that it would apply to all income levels. Section 4, 15, and 16, these sections require me as the Fair Housing Compliance Officer to receive and review complaints of housing discrimination against the county. In the last 6 months, we have not received any complaints. And Section 6, this is just the submission of our third semi-annual compliance report, which is due on June 19th, which will go to HUD and Department of Justice. Also in Section 6, fair housing training, as you know, we completed that on February 28th for all staff, elected officials, board members, and commissioners. We also held a supplemental fair housing training for the Board of Adjustment on January 13th. And we work very closely with HR so that all new employees that are in departments affiliated with housing, land use, or zoning receives the fair housing training when they start with the county. In Section 7, we were required to create an affordable and fair housing web page, which was launched last June. We work very closely with IT to post our compliance reports, public hearings, meetings, and other events regularly. It will continue to be updated regularly. For the HUD voluntary compliance agreement, we, for the first time since that agreement was established, which was November of 2012, HUD recently issued a response to our submitted activities and progress. So in addition to reporting on our normal compliance from the last 6 months, we will include a response to their letter on June 19th. In Section 3, number 7 of the compliance agreement, we were required to review and evaluate the 1998, 2003, and 2011 analysis of impediments to fair housing and develop a proposed priority fair housing plan to address those impediments. HUD included some comments on our plan, and so we're in the midst of updating the document to address those. We have been working again to implement several items from the plan, including completing a four-factor analysis, which uses census data to determine the percentage of individuals in our jurisdiction where English is a second language. There were a few impediments and concerns related to our zoning code, and as you've already heard this morning, Vince Robertson has worked on updating the code with the new definitions of dwelling and family. In Section 3.7, this section requires the county to perform an internal evaluation of 10 rural communities in the county. The evaluation would determine the prioritized secondary infrastructure and community service needs of each individual community. We felt there were additional 4 rural communities that we work with that should also be included, so there are a total of 14 that we plan to evaluate. Once we evaluate the data, the county will have a basis from which to prioritize investments and requests. So to refresh you, we applied through our CDBG program for a grant to assist us with the data collection part of the study, and we were awarded $50,000 with what we call fiscal year 2013 funding. We issued a request for proposals for the data collection on February 18th. We received 5 excellent proposals. The review panel, however, determined that all the proposals exceeded Sussex County's predetermined budget for the study. They ranged from about $54,000 to $360,000, so there was quite a spectrum. So we decided have a better understanding of the study and the interpretation of the RFP, so we're going to alter the RFP and rebid it. That's with our legal team's advisement, and so we hope to have another one out in the next month just to bring us more in line with what we're looking for. Does anyone have any questions? No, it's a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson, got a question.
One little thought here. What's it saying about English is our second language?
It's just an evaluation to determine how many individuals in the county don't speak English as their first language.
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Who will be doing that study? Excuse me.
The one that I was talking about with the communities?
To determine how many folks don't speak English. Is
that something? I did it. It's actually very simple. It's literally only 4 questions, and you take the recent 2010 census data and just kind of evaluate Sussex County specifically. And Spanish is obviously the language that most individuals speak besides English. So.
And that comes part of the requirement?
It's just to evaluate so that we understand who lives in Sussex County and what languages they're speaking.
That means if I went to a foreign land and land and I didn't speak their language, I mean, I'd be able to get a house.
That's not what we're saying. It's just to assess.
Sort of reverse. That's what we're saying. Okay, enough said.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jim Hicken. Pat's lease amendment.
Good morning.
Good morning.
One quick item this morning. An addendum to one of our leases with Pat's Aircraft. As you know, we have 3 leases with Pat's. One is for lots 1 through 7, which is kind of their main operation over there. One on Baltimore Avenue, which is the middle of the industrial park where their manufacturing operation is. And then a lease for lot 10, which you probably know as the old Hudson Thompson hangar or Leona Helmsley's hangar. The first 2 leases allows Pat's to take out a mortgage or some kind of financing based on the lease with the county's permission. The third lease, lot 10, there's no provision in there for them to be able to do that even with your permission. So the purpose of this amendment is to allow them to do that. And it aligns with the other leases that they have and also with most of our leases at the airport. The second thing it does in the process of going through the leases, we recognize that the address on the lease was not correct, and this just corrects the address on the lease. Unless you have any questions.
You have a motion, sir?
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the council president to execute the second addendum to the lease purchase agreement with Pat's Aircraft LLC for Lot 10 in the Sussex County Industrial Park as presented.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion?
The only thing is we're talking about eventual purchase, and so we're talking about a mortgage at that time. Is that correct?
No, this would allow them to take out a loan and use their lease as collateral.
Really?
Can I explain that right, Jamie?
Really? Yeah.
4 questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Mr. President, if I could just briefly, I'd like to thank Jamie Sharp from my office, who worked extensively on these issues with Pat's leases in the past week. I know last Tuesday there were just scads of emails and traffic going back and forth, so he kept on it, and I just want to thank him for his work.
Patty Diptola.
Thank you.
Sussex Shore proposed Chapter 96 Sussex Community Improvement Project.
Good morning. I'm here to present a proposed project for the subdivision of Sussex Shores. The community has requested inclusion in our Chapter 96 Sussex Community Improvement Program under our Sussex County Code. I'm going to give you some brief background on the project. They're located on Pennsylvania Avenue and Coastal Highway, which is Delaware Route 1, north of Bethany. There's approximately 7,600 feet in length. They're privately owned and maintained by the Sussex Shores Beach Association, which is the name that they use for their property owners association. The subdivision was originally recorded in 1958. The project's identified on county tax parcels, Sussex County 134-13-11, parcels 1 through 25, 134-13-12, parcels 1 through 38, 134-13-15 parcels 156 through 161 and 134-13-16 parcels 1 through 28. There's a total number of assessable properties of 118 in the proposed project. We received a formal request on January 16th of this year from Francis Kelly, the president of the Sussex Shores Beach Association, to initiate the Chapter 96 process. The request includes the underground relocation of all their existing overhead electric phone and cable lines, removal of existing utility poles, some minor stormwater drainage repairs, and some signage, fencing, and landscaping improvements, and then the repavement of all existing subdivision streets. Included with their request was also the request to utilize the private engineering firm of George Miles and Buer to coordinate this with the county. The county engineering department met with the contact persons for the project, as well as all the utility companies that will be involved, and we reviewed the subdivision's request. We determined that the project meets all necessary criteria for inclusion in the Chapter 96 program as outlined in Chapter 96, Section 1. With having more than five owners, streets exceed the minimum requirement of 500 linear feet of road surface. The way that they're situated, they're reasonably economically capable of being improved by the improvements. It's located on a roadway that is part of a state highway system and has a legally established property owners association to provide for perpetual maintenance of the proposed improvements. We compiled a petition form that was approved by David Rutt, and that went out on March 10th, 2014 to all property owners. We received back 71 petitions, which represents 60% of the total assessable parcels within the project, which meets the county code requirement of 50% or more. GMB and Sussex County Engineering worked together, and we compiled a construction cost estimate. It was approved by Mike Izzo and by Gina Jennings, Finance Director, on May 1st, 2014. The total project cost is estimated at a little over $2.5 million. I gave you a detailed estimate that we provided to the property owners in your packet. That amount calculates into an estimated annual assessment rate of about $1,614 for a 20-year time period, or they'll have an optional estimated one-time lump sum payment of $21,929 per assessable parcel. We conducted a public meeting on Saturday, May 24th, at Mariners Bethel Church in Ocean View to discuss the project with the POA. We provided notice of the meeting on May 2nd, 2014, which included the cost estimate, the project layout map, and list of assessable tax parcels. And I gave you a copy of that in your packet also. The next step is to present a resolution for your consideration today for project inclusion in the Chapter 96 program, acceptance of the estimated cost, and scheduling of a project election to be held on Saturday, July 12th at Sussex County South Coastal Library in Bethany Beach from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. With the provision for absentee ballots and the appointment of me as judge of the election. The proposed resolution was approved by David Rutt, our assistant county attorney. If the election is voted in favor of, we anticipate that construction would begin in the spring of 2015. I guess at this point, are there any questions that I can answer about the project?
Any questions?
Why are they having the lines buried, the utility lines? Is there a reason, safety or something like that, or beauty?
I'd say some of each, probably more from safety than... some of the townhouse units actually, from what I've been told, I haven't seen it myself, but I've been meaning to walk down and look, and I will. You can actually, from the balconies, you can touch the utility lines if they're that close on one of their easement areas.
Yeah, it's a safety issue.
You know, it's an older subdivision, so everything was done overhead at that time. And as houses are being built in there, newer houses, the utilities going into the homes are being put underground, but everything, the main primaries, are still overhead.
More questions from council?
That's what you do on Saturdays?
Yeah. Oh.
Do you have a resolution?
Oh, I do. I'm sorry. Yes. It's on the packet that I gave you. Do you want me to read it?
Can you just read the short title?
Okay. I'm going to need a motion from you two for adoption, but I'll go ahead and read through it first.
Okay.
It's a resolution establishing the date, time, place, and judge for an election to be held to consider the Sussex Shores proposed Chapter 96 Sussex Community Improvement Project.
Entertain a motion from council.
I'll make it.
Second. Motion, Mr. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
I'll not vote because I have a potential conflict.
That figures. Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next is grant requests.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. The first grant is Cool Spring Civic Association's requesting $500 for a motorcycle show and barbecue. The goal of this organization is to provide a better quality of life for everyone by promoting sustainable educational workshops and community outreach to families in need. Last grant received was $700, which was $350 from Ms. Deaver and $350 from Mr. Phillips.
I'll make that motion.
The requesting $500.
You're talking about the $700 again, and they're asking for $500.
Correct.
Okay. No, I want $500.
Yeah.
I made the motion.
I'll back off.
Everybody was so quiet.
No, I was just saying, did you want to split it, or do you want to take part of it? Or?
Yeah, but there were some folks that.
But that motion comes up to $700.
I guess, you know, Ms. Deaver, it's not my area, and it almost seems like I was trying to help you out.
You were just being magnanimous.
Yeah.
Correct.
So, I'm gonna be less magnanimous today.
All right. Take care of the $500 out of my account.
Yep. Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. To grant $500 from Mrs. Deaver's Councilmatic grant account to the Cool Spring Civic Association for community event expenses. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion carried.
Cheer is requesting $500 for their annual car chuck and bike show in Georgetown. This year's show is going to benefit Cheer's Sandhill Adult Day program. Last grant received was $500, which was $250 from Mr. Wilson and $250 from Mr. Phillips.
I'll give the $500.
You're going to give it all?
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips. To grant $500 to Cheer for the annual car, truck, and bike show fundraiser for Mr. Wilson's Council Mac account.
Second.
Is your car going to be in that show, Mr. Wilson?
They've asked me. It might be.
It is one pretty car.
We'll take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Must be $25 besides.
Next one is Pathways to Success. They're requesting $550 to send 10 girls ages 11 to 18 to the Uniquely You Summit. The goal of Pathways to Success is to positively impact high school retention and provide students with the resources and skills they need to successfully complete their education. There have been no past grants to this organization. Since this is students countywide, this would qualify for a countywide youth grant.
I'll make that motion that we use the countywide program.
$550 from each. Is that what you're saying?
No, the council. We have that youth grant we have. That's a separate issue.
Gotcha.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver to grant $550. Mrs. Jennings, is that correct?
Yes.
From our countywide youth grant. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
City of Milford's requesting support to continue to fund the executive director's position at the Milford Museum. The position provides guidance to their preservation efforts. Last grant received was $1,500 from Mr. Wilson.
I make a motion we give him $35.
From you?
Yes.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Phillips. To grant $3,500 from Mr. Wilson's council bank account to the City of Milford for the museum fundraising campaign. Any questions on the motion?
Now they're asking for, I'm sorry, I didn't get that number they're asking for.
There's no specific amount.
Right, okay.
Requested.
So I see. All right.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Town of Del Mar is requesting $750 to help with the cost of painting their building known as the Town's Doctor Museum, and there have been no past grants.
I'll make a motion that $750 comes from my councilman grant.
I'll second.
Count.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $750 to the Town of Del Mar for a community improvement project from Mr. Phillips' councilman account. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am. Proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore?
There are none, Mr. President.
Mr. Guy, any additional business brought before council? Here comes the chip man down the aisle. The chip man. Thank you, sir.
Chip
wow.
Man.
Okay. Barbara Vaughn.
From Lewis, Delaware, and as I have done in the past 3 years, it is my privilege and pleasant task to introduce to you our brand new city council person, Rob Morgan, who was elected May 10th and has taken the oath of office. So, county council, this is our new person. He is going to be our representative to the council, so you will be seeing a lot of him, and I'm sure that you will enjoy knowing him.
Good.
Very good.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you for coming.
Very good.
Nice seeing you. Thanks, Bert.
Dixie Boucher.
Good morning, council members. I came in with a real clean sheet, but it sure has changed while I've been listening. First of all, I'd like to commend, I'm here to discuss the dwelling issue. I'd like to commend the fact that steps are being taken to remedy the situation now, despite the fact that it was generally noticeable over 4 years ago. When I was on the ad hoc committee and took a look at some issues under the code, I saw how many problems were there, how many issues. I sent notice to the committee members and to all the council members, and was ignored completely about issues such as definition, clarity of some of the things in the code. With that understanding, I would like to bring up the fact that this issue once again showed up not only 4 years ago in 2010, but also on July 13th in an article in the Cape Gazette, which I think brought it to the attention of most people, that this word or definition for dwelling left out manufactured homeowners. It is almost a year later, and we are now finally addressing it. I know good things can take time, but I think a little too much time passed on this. I think 4 years, 5 years is a little too much time. And what I'm suggesting is that the council, the expression I had in my letter was get off their duffs. I don't know how many of you young people understand that expression, but We need to address the county planner. We need to get that resolved. And if we do get a county planner, it is my suggestion that the entire code, which is how big, maybe be addressed under his office to go over and try to identify the problems that exist in this code that bring us here 4 and 5 years after the fact to try to resolve them. That's a long project, take a long time. I request that you all consider the possibility of updating the county code and also to get the dwelling issue resolved quicker, sooner, rather than later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dixon.
Isidore Garcia? You pass. Oh, okay. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. Last week, there was a question was raised about somebody wanting to know where these grant and aid programs went to and all that, and then the issue came up on whether or not there was property taxes used to give it. I don't care where the taxes come from because everything you guys do is all tax. Oh, no, it's a fee. No, it's strictly taxes. And first of all, if you'd quit giving the money away, but no, we can't do that because I'm voting, I'm buying votes. It's nothing but a vote-buying machine all the way across the board, and it needs to be stopped. You got a guy running right there. He admits that it's a vote-buying. Always has. In fact, a few years back, he sat right there and said, oh, I can't spend too much money because I'm running. And the rest of the guys said, oh, sir, we're vote-buying. Needs to quit.
Entertain a motion to go into executive session for job applicants' qualifications and land acquisition.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now going to executive session for those two categories.